Do you remember all the hype about 15 years back? And I know that that just wipes out just about everybody under the age of 20. But for everybody else, do you remember about 15 years back, there was a lot of hype about something called ginger? Not seeing any heads. At the time, it was pretty amazing. People couldn't stop talking about what it was. It was some new invention, a mystery, really. And there was just all kinds of hype that was out there about what it would be. And a good part of the nation was buzzing about it. Everybody knew who the inventor was. It was a guy by the name of Dean Kamen. He is known as one of the great inventors of our age. In fact, he's the one who's responsible for inventing the first insulin pump and the first guy to put together a feasible portable dialysis machine. So when people heard that Dean Kamen had invented whatever this ginger was, they knew that he had the goods, and this would be something pretty spectacular. In fact, a bunch of well-known people got involved in it, too, to help with the hype. A guy by the name of Steve Jobs, Apple Computers, he said that this invention was going to be bigger than the personal computer. Now, that's a lot of hype. That's some pretty big press. And there were rumors all over the place that it could be anything from a hovercraft to a helicopter backpack to some sort of teleporting device. Now, since that was 15 years ago and you haven't heard about any of those things, you know that's not what it was. But as the day drew closer, people were getting more and more excited about what this ginger could be. And on the morning that it was unveiled, it was on Good Morning America, millions tuned in for Ginger's unveiling. And then after all the hype, Dean Kamen brought out onto the stage, the set, a two-wheeled scooter called the Segway. Now that is going to play right into this, because after all the hype and seeing after all of this, America collectively went, oh. Thank you. That's it? Really? That's all there is to it? For months this was hyped up. People were getting so excited about what this ginger could be and how it was going to change the shape of the world, and all it was a two-wheeled scooter that could go about 10 miles per hour. It had some pretty neat gyroscopes, to be fair, and then came in at a cost of about $4,000. So it wasn't going to make its way into every home in America. Yeah, in the eyes of the country and the world, for that matter, the Segway scooter certainly didn't live up to the hype. Well, 2,000 years ago, there was another unveiling of a long-awaited mystery. Thousands of years, God, through his prophets, had talked about this coming Savior, this Messiah, this anointed one, this one who, as we talked about on Sunday, would rule over Israel in perfection and righteousness and power. This Messiah would come to save all their people from their sins. I mean, we're not talking about just a few months of lead-up, like with the Segway. We're talking about thousands of years wondering who this Messiah could be, what he would do, what he had in store for the people, and just when he was going to arrive. Now imagine if some of those crowds had been there on that first Christmas Eve. You know how the shepherds arrived and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger? What if great crowds had been there to see the unveiling of the Messiah? After thousands of years of hype, would their reaction have been, oh, that's it? I mean, it's just a baby wrapped in some cloths. I mean, it's not even a great place. This isn't even a great town. I mean, that's it? Really? I'm pretty sure that if the crowds had been there that night, they would not have been impressed. They would have certainly said that this baby didn't live up to the hype. After all, there were just a few people there, Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and for a short time, some local shepherds. But what did they think? Did they think that this baby Jesus lived up to the hype? Luke tells us that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, and everyone that they talked to all the way back out to their fields was amazed at what they heard. Mary's reaction was much different. She treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So we talked about it at our Blue Christmas service, that pondering, that going over and over and over again. There are lots of things to be pondered here. Mary treasuring up all these things, not quite sure about this mystery in the manger. She knew so much. 9 months prior, the angel Gabriel had come to her and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." But she also knew that he would suffer, and that a sword would pierce her own heart too. What to make of all this? What to ponder about all of this? I mean, this just wasn't a couple of fancy gyroscopes and a high price tag. This was a true mystery. A mystery that was only beginning to be revealed in the manger. That was only beginning to see what he had come to do. And as Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them, she knew that she held in her arms God in the flesh. He just didn't look like it. Is that surprising? That God would choose something that we're not expecting? That God would use the small, the insignificant, the quiet, the ordinary to accomplish the extraordinary? Shouldn't be. Because we know that that's how God works in our each and every day of our lives. And so why not, on such a grand cosmic scale of salvation, wouldn't he do the same? But that's how God works. And this Jesus had to be born this way. He had to come into the world. He had to take on human flesh. There's a psychiatrist at a mental health hospital once who wanted to try out a new way of helping his patients. His idea was to live among them, his patients in the hospital where he served, to be with them day and night for an extended period of time. And so he moved in behind the locked door, set up his bed in the ward, lived his routine with the patients day in and day out. Their schedule became his schedule. Their environment was his environment. He experienced all the food and the noise and the smells and everything that went with their experience all the time. He was there to help with their medicine, to be a reassuring presence when things seem to be getting out of control, to place a hand on a shoulder. And in many cases, he literally loved those patients back into reality, helping them to find meaning in their lives. Down on their level, he was able to raise them up to wholeness and give them a fresh start. In so many ways, that is no different than what our Savior has done for us, huh? I mean, he moved in with us, so to speak. He became one of us. At Christmas, he came down to earth to live every day with you and me. Our corrupted existence became his. Our fallen environment became his. All those ups and downs and topsy-turvy moments in life, he experienced. He knows because he's gone through them. This little baby Jesus who's come down to our level, the one who is truly God, had to come down and get to our level so that he could live the perfect life that we couldn't, making peace with our perfect, righteous Heavenly Father. This little baby Jesus, the one who is fully human, had to come down to get down on our level, to become one of us, so that he could carry our burden of sin and die the death that you and I deserved. And this little baby Jesus, this anointed one, had to come, had to get down to our level and make his dwelling among us so that we could have the full confidence of dwelling with him forever. And now because he did come down, he did get down to our level, we not only have meaning in this life, but we have sins forgiven and we have heaven assured. Dean came and thought that the Segway scooter was going to make changes so vast that it would be just like when cars replaced horse and buggy. As you know, about the only people using them now are tourists, the occasional mall cop, And probably a handful of people in California, because that would be typical. Just kidding. Had to throw in a little humor. But no matter how you look at it, it really didn't live up to the hype, did it? But that other mystery, the mystery of the manger, that baby, well, he lived up to everything. Absolutely and completely for you and me. For to us a son is born, to us a son is given, and he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.